And you can ask questions a little bit later. Next we have Aisha Pinson. And I'm just
gonna turn good afternoon. Okay, so I just want to get quickly out, and I have no relationships to discuss, no off-label products. And I come to you from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Let's talk about innovative technology and success stories. And when I say success stories, I'm not referring to your traditional success stories. I'm not even referring to your average success stories. I'm referring to those stories that bring resources to your program, that bring recognition and support to your program or your cause to show the good work that you're doing. And when you step out of the traditional way of thinking and writing, meaning writing for academic or scientific audiences, and when you choose to make developing success stories a priority and couple that with the use of technology, you're bound to see some good things happen. And let's be honest, who would like more funding, more recognition, more support for the good work you're doing and for the impact that your program is having in the community? And I hope that some of you are already familiar with success stories and maybe already writing success stories so that a lot of this will be familiar to you. And by the time I'm finished, you'll see why some of us folks at CDC are so excited about success stories. And speaking of CDC, I'd like to give you quick background information about a program that has taken priority in success stories, the Preventive Health and Health Services Block Grant Program. And the Block Grant Program was authorized by Congress in 1981 and provides formula-based grants to 61 grantees. And the health needs of the grantees are diverse, complex, and constantly changing. Thus, the block grant provides a source of flexible funding to the grantees, allowing them to tailor their prevention and health promotion programs to meet their unique needs. So grantees depend on the block grant to support public health funding where no other adequate resources are available. And they invest their block grant dollars in a variety of ways, including outbreak control or evaluation of programs that target cancer, diabetes, emergency medical services, violence prevention, environmental health, and community fluoridation, to name a few. So as part of their reporting requirements, grantees must submit success stories to document their success in addressing their unique public health needs and challenges. So more than simply reporting how they're spending how their funding is being used, they should highlight how they're impacting their state and local communities, how they're saving lives, and how they're impacting health and improving health. So success stories welcome the reader into your world. And who can resist a picture of a community growing their own fruits and vegetables because of your community garden classes? Or a picture of a smiling child who can breathe easier thanks to your program that offers free home air purifiers? And such simple descriptions of the program's progress, achievements, and lessons learned is a success story. And a well-written story is essentially selling your program when you seek new partners, stakeholders, or funders, or participants for your program. So through sharing successes, a program is likely, for example, to preserve and expand funding. Through sharing successes, you're likely to recruit traditional and non-traditional partners, receive more exposure and more positive media attention, and receive more support from community members, decision makers, elected officials, as well as within a program from administrators or your peers your management, for example. And getting these types of outcomes is what makes writing worth the time and the energy. And when you get to the point of seeing the results you want, then you know that you've mastered the art of highlighting your impact and your program and what you're doing in the community. So you might be asking yourself, wow, how can I get more media exposure? how can I get more positive attention for my program? And here's a quick example from Block Grant South Carolina program. Once they identified their program outcomes, they wrote a success story about it using CDC's web-based tool. And when it happened that a journalist heard about the program and the outcomes, South Carolina was quickly able to respond to any inquiries by relying on their story. And from the press release, they wrote a newspaper article which was published and shared with a diverse set of audiences. And I share this example with you to encourage you to be prepared when your own opportunity knocks and when you have someone wanting to know more about your program, and also having a story on hand that articulates your program's outcomes, your program's impact, will encourage you to go out and seek your own opportunities. So how did South Carolina make this possible? First, their success story included many important elements. For example, it had a catchy title with an action verb. Parishioners in Chesterfield County start moving towards healthy living. Kind of sounds like a newspaper headline. They had an issue statement stating the health problem, that they had an unhealthy congregation. A lot of the people in the congregation suffered from obesity. And then they had an intervention section detailing their response to the problem, which was a Search Your Heart program. And they also included a picture, which represented their programs, and pictures really do add a nice touch. They also had an impact section that highlighted their program's achievements. So they formed a church wellness committee to address their health concerns. They also conducted screenings, and then they challenged other churches to go out and address health and lifestyle behaviors. And then, of course, they closed with the contact information. So a one-page success story developed in CDC's web-based tool allowed for an easy transition into this press release and then this newspaper article. And more recently, they've been able to expand their exposure in other ways through media hits. South Carolina's success story educates various audiences about the conditions that impact health. And I really do wish that there was enough time to tell you about the other block grant state programs that have been able to expand their funding or leverage their support or even recruit more partners. However, I know that sharing their successes and examples doesn't really help you in overcoming the challenge with stories, which is writing doesn't always come easy. I know that. And you all probably know that, too, if you've even tried to pull together success stories for your program. And you probably ask, how do I develop a snapshot, including the right amount of details that really highlights my program and gets me the results I want? Or you may even ask, how do I present my program in a compelling way that doesn't bore my readers? So the Block Grant program was once faced with these same questions and needed answers in order to amp up our own stories, and technology turned out to be our saving grace. So I'll be honest, it didn't happen overnight. Writing success stories and seeing the results from disseminating them requires a plan and a strategy. So from Block Grant's perspective, it required a methodological approach in which I encourage you all to consider, especially if you're currently using an approach that isn't as effective or that hasn't been giving you the results that you're looking for. So although success stories were a requirement, the Block Grant program realized that the stories submitted by the grantees were poorly written and therefore not able to be used when requested or when seeking external support. In 2004, CDC Block Grant staff did an objective assessment of success stories by taking a sample of the stories and comparing them to industry-accepted standards and criteria for effective writing. So the stories were assigned a rating from 1 to 5, and a rating of 4 or more indicated that the story was capturing the reader's attention and also educating the reader about the Block Grant program. So only 26% of the sample met or exceeded the criteria for writing an effective story. And on the other hand, 74% of the stories contained incomplete thoughts and sentences, failed to identify and focus on a single health issue, lacked emotional appeal, failed to follow the format, and quite frankly, failed to identify how the Block Grant funds contributed to their intervention outcomes. So as a result, success stories were made a program priority, and a systematic approach was developed to improve the stories by creating an online system for peer-to-peer review and to provide feedback to the grantees. We identified specific criteria based on industry standards and input from public health practitioners. We identified 10 tips for effective writing, and we also gave training to the grantees in order to help improve their writing. And if you've gotten some a handout in the back, I included the 10 tips in your handout. And if you weren't able to get a handout, just feel free to contact me. My contact information will be there, and I'll share my slides with you. So similar to the Amazon star rating, this web-based tool rates the strength of the success stories. And the grantees can log into the secured site and review their rating received by CDC staff or by peers, and then edit their stories to ultimately receive a 5-star rating. And the many benefits that come to mind when thinking of a web-based tool is that the program is now receiving more quality written stories. The program is able to share the one-pagers generated from the tool. The stories are in one consistent format. And finally, we are improving the quality of writing of our grantees. So we're enhancing the writing skills of our grantees. And there are 5 predefined areas of criteria that are used to rate the stories, each weighted differently, and that's how they're combined to give a rating out of 5 stars. And these criteria are usually considered prior to writing the success story in order to strengthen their first draft. So you see we have the title, does it capture the reader's attention, does it avoid acronyms, contain a verb, the issue statement, does it have a strong lead sentence, leading it in to grab the reader right away, does it provide state or local data about the program, does it tie the health burden to the cost burden, that's really important, does it include an emotional hook? What's keeping the readers reading on in your story? Are you just putting facts and statistics, or is there a face to the statistics? And does it make a clear statement about a single issue? In the intervention section, is there a strong transition from the issue to the intervention? Does the reader see the clear connection between what the health problem is and what you're doing about it? Does it identify the who, the where, and the when of the intervention? Does it avoid wordiness and passive language and errors, like grammatical errors? And then the impact statement, does it give specific outcomes and effectively wrap up the story? And then the 5th area of criteria is called terms and formatting, and it includes questions such as, does the story avoid public health jargon? Does it use terms that are clearly understood by a non-public health audience? Does it stay within the one-page format? And then does it include the contact information? So the peer review process is an important and necessary step in developing success stories. Once the story is entered, the CDC block grant staff or fellow grantees can rate the story, and you can see that the story is on the left panel and then the review is on the right. And the reviewer would use the criteria questions as a guide and write suggestions for revisions. So earlier I asked the question, how can I write a story that includes the right amount of detail and get me the results I want? How can I write something that's so compelling as not to bore the reader? In response to those questions, we have found at Block Grant that this methodological approach works. Let's do a quick practice. Here's an example of a title, PHHS Block Grant Dollars Support Healthy Lifestyle Changes Through Community Gardening Program. Does it capture your attention? Not really. Does it avoid an acronym? No. And does it contain a verb? Yes, support. But what about this title that's a little a revised version? Our community garden program promotes healthy lifestyle changes in Texas. It's catchier, there's no acronym, and it has a better action verb. And here's an example of an impact statement. Does it give specific outcomes? Yes, but they're buried. 165 gardeners, 1,700 preschoolers, a cooking course. And then it also has a broad sweeping statement. Based on these outcomes, the community garden nutrition program has been successful. Well, as a reader, I really can't tell. I mean, you have all of this text, you have dates. It's not right out in front. And then it also doesn't really effectively wrap up the story. So here's the cleaner version of that. And when you clean it up, you can make a much stronger statement about the impact of your program. When you don't bury your outcomes, the reader can see them right away. And the 5-star version of this story actually included an emotional hook talking about grandma. So they effectively wrapped up the story with, "Grandma would be proud." So the predefined criteria coupled with the peer review process has been the foundation for improving the quality and the strength of our success stories. And based on the feedback and the star rating of their story, the grantees have the opportunity to go back and enhance. And the tool produces a one-page document that communicates the return on investment of a public health program, the issue, the intervention, and the extent to which the intervention impacted the issue. So your success story should communicate the clear connection between the health problem, the solution, and the outcome. So now that the story is written, and even actually before it's finished, a program must have a strategic dissemination plan. And a single story can have multiple uses for multiple audiences. And here's just a couple of examples from the external audiences, such as the internet, funders, the public, and then here are some internal audiences that you can have your story. And so the final point that I want to make is that there is value in using a methodological approach and convenience in using the web to develop, review, and store your program's progress, achievements, and lessons learned. And in thinking back on the South Carolina example, they have not only used their success story for more exposure, but they've also institutionalized the process within their entire program, and they're able to receive buy-in internally and externally. And another example quickly, the Block Grant Florida program also institutionalized success stories by taking CDC's web-based tool and adapting it for use in their entire state. So public health programs within their state now use the Florida's tool to produce better stories. And this is outside of the Block Grant, but this is how they hold their programs accountable. And now success stories has become a statewide priority. And I'll be glad to answer any questions or talk to you in more detail about use of the tool and adoption of the tool. And also be sure to check out our Block Grant website to read more information about the 61 grantees and their individual success stories. And I'd also like to thank my colleagues who helped me with success stories, Jerry Jackson and Rosie Bretthauer Mueller. Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and move to the next speaker, and then we'll be taking questions, okay? Sorry about that. So, last but not least, Dr. Toby Perlman.